Well, I'm back at the Innisbrook Resort, beautiful Florida, just north of Tampa, and speaking with the interim executive director of the resort, Bobby Barnes. And Bobby, it's great to see you back on property. And over the years when I've come by, you were here, and then you were gone, and then you're back in one job, and then back in a different job, and now you got a different job, but still has a interim tag on it. So I'm sure you're hoping that that goes away one of these days.
Well, thank you. Obviously a big fan of Innisbrook. I've worked here for 15 years, as you mentioned, when COVID happened, and like a lot of places, we furloughed our employees. I put some feelers out and took a job as a general manager down south. But Innisbrook is a special place, and I'm really excited to be back. Been back since 2021 as the resort manager. And as you mentioned, I've been wearing two hats. I'm the resort manager as well as the interim general manager. So yeah, we're gonna do some meetings and some interviews here in the next month or so. Probably maybe get through Valspar here in March, and would love to be the permanent GM here. That'd be great. But yeah, big fan of Innisbrook.
Well, right now we're sitting in the newly remodeled Packard's restaurant, and it looks fantastic. Tell us a little bit about what happened here in the restaurant, and also what happened outside the restaurant, because it looks like that patio is a little different looking than I remember it.
Yeah, Packard's is such a special place. It's always been our high-end steakhouse here on property. And, you know, this property is 55 years old. I don't know the exact age of Packard's. I would imagine it's probably been here most of it. So it was time. And thank you for pointing that out. I think they did a fantastic job with it. We're really fortunate to, along the renovation, not only does the interior look really nice, it's now modern and fresh. We've opened up some things. You can see now the bar doesn't have that dip down. It's all one level. With all the windows in here, it really makes everything really, really light. And as you mentioned, the patio is expanded too. We've got two new fire tables out there. So, you know, one of the things that's nice for buddy golf groups and any resort guests for that matter, or people that come here, we've got nice fire pits outside of our Market Salamander Grill over there. And so, well, we thought it'd be appropriate to have two fire tables here at Packard. So really makes for some nice evenings. You've got the Valspar signage and the Copperhead signage in the background, the lit up clock, and a couple fire tables now. So it's really nice. And we're really fortunate too, since the remodel and the opening last March, we revamped the menu, and I haven't gotten one complaint. And that's very rare for any place, right? I haven't gotten one complaint about the food at Packard's, so it's been a home run.
That's great to hear. You know, one of the things that has always related to Chicago area golfers that have come down here is, you know, the Packard name in Illinois stands out because of both Larry and his son Roger doing several courses up in Illinois. And when I was here last time, I still remember the red tartan jacket up on the wall from the Architects Association, and I heard that you guys were looking for a new spot to put it.
Yep, we're gonna hang it up. We've had it safely tucked away for the last year while the renovation was going on. And so yes, Larry Packard obviously is a staple here. The restaurant's named after him. He did all the courses here at Innisbrook. It was really cool. When I first started working here in 2009, he actually lived on property, and it was not uncommon to run into him in this restaurant or on the golf course. He lived here till the day he died. He lived to be 101 years old, and it was a sad day when he passed, but the legend lives on, and we'll get his jacket back up. We've got the memorial out back here, and obviously the place is named after him. So Larry Packard will always be part of Innisbrook.
Well, I know that, yeah, you've got the memorial out here in back, and it's just great to see that his work still lives on here at Innisbrook. I believe he did all the courses here, correct?
He did all the courses here. He did another course down the street, Cypress Run. You know, being from Nebraska, I don't know that I had heard of Larry Packard, but when I got here, I found a book in one of the back offices, and he did well over 100 golf courses worldwide. So that was pretty interesting. And you're right, he's done all four of our golf courses here at Innisbrook.
Well, I know that You've got four golf courses, but of course the one that probably gets the most notoriety is obviously Copperhead, because that's where the Bell's Park tournament is, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. But tell us about Copperhead, because like many courses that people see on TV with the PGA Tour, that's one of the first ways to get golfers to come out and want to play it.
For sure. I mean, Copperhead is a special course, hosting a PGA tournament for over 30 years. I mean, we were talking about Larry Packard, and Larry Packard was quoted many times saying that the Copperhead was his crown jewel. I call the Copperhead the bell of the ball. It's what makes us a destination bucket list golf resort all over the world. So very special place here with the Copperhead. We had an ad agency here one time, and we were talking about, he said that Innisbrook reminded him of Baltusrol. And I was like, really? What? How so? He said, well, Bobby, you've got this really special golf course in the Copperhead that's hosted the PGA Tour event, just like they do at Baltusrol. He said, but if you ask a lot of the members, they would say that they have an even better course on property. And he goes, that's what you guys have in the Island course. So I thought that was kind of a neat description, but you're right. I mean, the PGA Tour coming here and playing the Copperhead, the PGA Tour does a player survey in their locker rooms every year, and the Copperhead for the last 15 years has remained in their top six, and we take a lot of pride in that, because you think about, well, obviously Augusta's going to be on there, right? You would think probably Pebble Beach probably makes that list. So to be named as one of the top six golf courses that the PGA Tour likes to play is something that we take a lot of pride in here.
Yeah, and it's a golf course that half the field isn't shooting 20 under par by Sunday, but yet the players still seem to love it.
Yeah. And something else we take a lot of pride in is, you know, there's years where you'll see the winner here at Valspar in March shoot 10, 11 under. That's usually kind of the sweet spot, 10, 11, 12 under. And then the members will always tell me, like, did you see what they shot at Augusta? They were 18, 19 under. So Copperhead's harder than Augusta. Ha, ha, ha. So those are kind of some of the fun things that we like to say, but you're right. That's why the players like to play here. The Copperhead is one of those golf courses, you know, speaking of Augusta, how many times have they lengthened that course, you know, over the years, especially when Tiger just dominated it there for years and years and years. You would never extend this golf course. It plays 7,100 yards, and it doesn't need a lot of water. It's, you know from playing out here, you got to hit some of your shots left, you got to hit some of them right. The greens are very subtle but tricky, and so it's just it's a challenging golf course in all the fairways. You know, and I say fairways, not like a fairway, but like, it's fair. It's a fair and challenging course, not because there's tons of OB or tons of water hazards or tricky blind shots. It's right in front of you, but it's tree lined. There's a lot of, you know, we've talked a lot about Larry Packard today. Larry Packard's signature is a double dog leg, right? And so we've got a lot of double dog legs out here. And just, so I think the Copperhead is special in that way, with all these PGA Tour courses, lengthening them, making them harder. You would never touch this golf course. It's perfect the way it is.
Talk a little bit about Valspar, what it does for the resort, what that week here is like. And obviously the PGA Tour loves to leave its footprint on the surrounding community when they're anywhere. What does Valspar do overall for community and this property?
Yeah, it's, you know, I don't know that you could put a price tag or a value on it, right? Because it's really a great event. We were talking before the interview about, you know, Tampa Bay being, you know, nicknamed Champa Bay with our really good sports, with Stanley Cup and the Buccaneers. And so I think Valspar just kind of goes right along with that, right? It really brings out the best in the community. Tracy West, the tournament director, does an amazing job of continuing to elevate the event. So, you know, there's been many years where I've been on camera saying, you don't even have to like golf to enjoy the Valspar. You can come out here. There's cooking shows. There's celebrity things going on. There's things for the kids, for military. So, matter of fact, we turn our driving range into a concert on Saturday night. And, you know, I've had some really good talent there. So it really is, it's not just a golf event. It really does bring everybody out in the community. And it's fun to see the community support the tournament like they do. That relationship's been amazing. Valspar has been our title sponsor now since 2013. It's our long longest standing sponsorship, and we're really hopeful here very soon to have an announcement made about an extension to the contract. So we couldn't be more excited and happy and pleased with our relationship with not only the PGA Tour, but especially with the Valspar Championship.
And that's why you guys call yourself what, the most colorful tournament on tour?
We are. We're the most colorful event on the PGA Tour. And if you've ever been out here, you can see why. And Valspar obviously is one of the leaders in pain. And so we like to showcase that and show it off during the event. And that is the tagline. We are the most colorful event on the PGA Tour, figuratively and literally.
Well, there have been some property changes. You gave up a few holes on the North Course, and I know there's been a lot of different things talked about in recent years that may or may not happen, but tell us about the building project, the Toll Brothers project, and bringing some units here.
Yeah, it's, you know, like you mentioned, it's always sad to lose nine holes of golf, but I think the long-term effects are going to be very positive. This is going to bring another 171 families now into the Innisbrook membership and, you know, part of the Salamander family. So it's a great thing for the resort. And it's really, you know, we have two other communities in the Highlands and the Promontory. So this will be the third one. And, you know, we're a very unique property in the standpoint that we are resort private. So we have 1,600 members, and this will get us to almost 1,800 with these families over the next 5 years as the development's being done. And that just benefits the whole entire property. That's more people eating in the restaurants and playing golf and bringing friends and family out. So we're really excited about it. They just finished two model homes. And if you know anything about Toll Brothers and how they operate, they never want to sell a home until someone can actually physically go into the house and see the, you know, see the options. And so they've stood behind that, and so now that they've gotten their first two done, I think we'll start to see some sales here in the coming months.
Well, one of the things that a lot of Florida golf courses had to go through last fall was back-to-back hurricanes, and some of them came out of it better than others, some untouched, some of them really got blasted. How did you guys do here?
You know, I think all things considered, we feel pretty fortunate. You know, you mentioned the two hurricanes. I'll even go back 1 month into August when we had Tropical Storm Debbie. And when Tropical Storm Debbie came through, when we looked back at the last 6 or 7 weeks, so probably towards the end of July and all of August, we had 77 inches of rain over a 2 month span. And so we were already soaking wet, if you will, with that. And then yes, of course, at the end of September we had Hurricane Helene. And while that was not a direct hit because she stayed out in the Gulf there, the surge, the storm surge that we had was unlike anything that we ever saw here. Literally any home that was by the water. So we had a lot of our service professionals here, a lot of our employees, a lot of our staff that after that storm lost their homes, lost their cars, lost all their possessions. So and then catastrophic 2 weeks after that, in October, is when we had Hurricane Milton. And Hurricane Milton was almost a direct hit. It landed about 50 miles south of us in the St. Petersburg area, ripped the roof right off the Tropicana field. And then that one, because it was more of a direct hit, that was a lot of wind, that was a lot of rain, a lot of damage that way. And the devastating thing with that, with again talking about our employees that lost everything, that was a direct hit that causes its own damage. But then 2 days later, from all the water runoff going into the rivers, we had massive flooding. So again, it was like it just seemed like we couldn't catch a break. We were talking before about how I think in the months of, because again, in August, 77 inches of rain, there were some holes on the island that were closed. There were some holes out here on the copper that were closed. We got the storm surge, and then Milton. I think there was 3 weeks where we had more holes underwater than we didn't. Now, we feel fortunate because we were able to get back open in about a week. And I know a lot of the clubs around the area, it took months for them to reopen. So we're good now. We've recovered. We've done a lot of work out on the island. For those of you that don't play in Florida, we put down a winter rye overseed in the wintertime. And so because of all the the challenges that we had on the island, we did wall to wall overseas. So the course is in great shape right now. It will be all winter. But yeah, it was the span of 3 months, and I've lived in Florida for 25 years. I'd never, actually 30 years, I'd never seen anything like that. There was a time where it didn't look like it was ever going to stop.
Between Packards and the open golf courses, the upcoming Valspar, seems like there's a lot of great reasons to come to Innisbrook.
There is, and, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't say, you know, if you've never been here, you got to come check it out. You know, play where the pros play. Our Valspar Championship this year is March 20th through the 23rd. And you can literally play the Copperhead Golf Course up until a couple days before the event. So that's a pretty unique and special thing. The Copperhead course right now is in great shape and will continue to get better and better as we prepare for the tournament. So great event that we're really looking forward to. And like I said, they do such a great job with the event. It's just a perfect relationship.
Well, the resort seems to be the perfect place to bring a group, buddies trip, whatever you want to call it, corporate group, employees, clients, whatever, to come here and just all around have a good time.
Yep. It's one of those places that we say that you can come and never leave, because we have, as you know, we have transportation that gets you all around property. We have 3.5 golf courses. We've got 7 pools on property, the Loch Ness Pool with the bar and grill and the slides, and the Infinity Beach is a fan favorite. We've got a great spa. We've got great racket sports. We've got tennis, clay courts. We have 4 pickleball courts that are brand new. The dining that we've talked about is phenomenal. So it's one of these places where you can come. You don't have to leave. You don't even have to have a car. Or you could leave because there's so many other great things around the area to do. We've got the beaches. We talked about Tampa and the dining and the shopping and so, and the sports, right? We got great sports, and a lot of baseball teams do their spring training down here. So I know the Yankees are here, the Phillies are here, the Blue Jays are here. So this is a really fun time, and come and stay and play where the pros play. You don't have to leave, or if you want to, there's lots of great things to do around the area as well.
Bobby Barnes, Interim Executive Director, General Manager, Innisbrook Resort. Thanks for joining us here at Golfers on Golf.
Yeah, absolutely, Roy. Thanks. It's always nice sitting down with you.